AuthorityResearch.com. Proverbs 3 verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. The Institution for Authority Research. Brief overview by Dean Gocher. What does Marxism, psychotherapy, psychology, communism, socialism, globalism, TQM, COPS, synergy, AI, the UN, the deep state, the shadow government, the beast, the antichrist, etc., the dialoguing of opinions to a consensus process, critical thinking, critical criticism, contemporary education, Bloom's taxonomies, the heart of man, the heart of the child, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, that which is of the world, have in common? They all reject the Father and his authority, the Father authoring and enforcing established commands, rules, facts, and truth to be accepted as is and applied or obeyed as the foundation for behavior. Without the Father there is no law, without the law there is no sin, without sin there is no judgment, the wrath of God against sin. Without judgment there is no need of a Savior, without the need of a Savior there is no need of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Without the Son of God, Jesus Christ, there is no one to take our place, to pay for our sins. Without someone to take our place for our sins, there is only the wrath of God and eternal death, hell, and the lake of fire that is never quenched. Prepared for the master facilitator of change, the master psychotherapist, and all who following after him made themselves God instead of following after the Son of God, Jesus Christ, doing the Father's will. When you replace discussion, what the Father says, with the Father having the final say, with dialogue, with how you feel and what you think in the moment that the world is stimulating, with you having the final say. When it comes to behavior, you have justifying yourself, you're lusting after the carnal pleasures of the moment that the world is stimulating, thus justifying your dissatisfaction, resentment, hatred toward restraint, toward the Father and his authority for getting in the way of your lusts, rejected the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. Thus your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, having made yourself God instead. In dialogue you are God, dying in your sins, having made yourself God, having taken God's place. When it comes to behavior, you will pay for your sins in the lake of fire that is never quenched, prepared for all who, having made themselves God, have rejected the Father and his authority and the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who obeyed his Father in all things commanded and demands we repent of our sins, stop being God and follow him, doing his heavenly Father's will as well. You cannot use Bloom's taxonomies, justify yourself. You're lusting after the carnal pleasures of the moment that the world is stimulating and follow Christ Jesus, that is do the Father's will. John 12 verses 47 to 50, for I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. Matthew 12 verse 50, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. Matthew 23 verse 9, and call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your Father, which is in heaven. Matthew 7 verse 21, not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Bloom's taxonomies is the praxis of Genesis 3 verses 1 to 6, self-justification. You can share how you feel and what you think without being judged, condemned, cast out. Negating Hebrews 12 verses 5 to 11, the Father's authority, having to humble and deny yourself, your lusts, in order to do right and not wrong according to established commands, rules, facts, and truth. Negating Romans 7 verses 14 to 25, the guilty conscience for doing wrong, for disobeying, for sinning. Matthew 6 verse 24, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Romans 6 verse 16, Know ye not, that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness? The takeaway from all of this is in discussion, God is God, having the final say, in dialogue you are God, having the final say. The problem comes when discussion is done by man. Dialogue can creep in controlling the outcome, making discussion subject to dialogue, resulting in what the Holy Scriptures call the opposition of science, falsely so-called. When it comes to behavior, when you replace discussion, what God says with dialogue, your opinion, including your opinion of what God says, you become God, making everything subject to your lusts of the moment that the world is stimulating, hating anyone who gets in your way, including the unborn, the elderly, the innocent, the righteous, removing them without having a guilty conscience, since the guilty conscience can only come from you humbling yourself, denying your lusts, doing what the Father says, with God having the final say. All the Marxist, that is the facilitator of change, the psychotherapist has to do is create a healthy, positive environment, a safe place, space, zone where you can share your lusts of the moment without being judged, condemned, or cast out, and he owns you, with you from then on, justifying your natural inclination to lust after pleasure, resenting, even hating anyone who is preventing you from having your way, rejecting them, even removing them without having a guilty conscience. It is the nature of the human heart, the Karl Marx in you, lusting after pleasure, hating restraint and the restrainer. Jeremiah 17 verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? You cannot see your heart as being wicked, desperately wicked, because your lust for pleasure, the Karl Marx in you, is standing in the way, justifying the hate. Karl Marx, to enjoy the present reconciles us to the actual. Karl Marx, Critique of Hegel's Philosophy of Right. What did Immanuel Kant, in Critique of Judgment, mean by lawfulness without law and purposiveness without purpose? The law of the flesh without the law of God getting in the way and doing what you want, that is what comes naturally instead of having to do what you are told, that gets in the way of what you want. All of philosophy and psychology is based upon this logic. When it comes to behavior, you either do Hebrews 12 verses 5 to 11 or Genesis 3 verses 1 to 6. You either, humbling yourself, do what the Father says, I know because I was told, or justifying your carnal nature, do what you want instead, I feel and I think. These are two different political systems. It is the difference between discussion, where the Father who gives commands, rules, facts, and truth, holding those under his authority accountable for their behavior, has the final say, and dialogue, where the child, lusting after pleasure and hating restraint, doing what he wants, has the final say. While we have both, we can only use one at a time. When you try both, deceiving yourself and everyone else who listens to you, you can only make discussion subject to dialogue, what the Holy Scriptures call science, falsely so-called. When you make behavior subject to dialogue, you establish the child's carnal nature over and therefore against the Father's authority. As Jesus Christ made apparent for all to see, when you come into a room full of dialogue, where everyone is focusing upon their feelings with discussion, with what the Father says, you will be martyred. It is an absolute. Anytime you are in a meeting where you are told to be positive and not negative, you are being told to leave the Father's authority out of the room in order for all to sin without having a guilty conscience. The Antichrist rules because, when it comes to behavior, all are going to their feelings, to dialogue when it comes to behavior, justifying their lusting after pleasure instead of going to the Father, to discussion, doing what the Father says. Marxism, facilitation of change, psychotherapy, socialism, globalism are all based upon dialogue, where the child justifies his carnal nature, while the believer is based upon discussion, where the Father has the final say. Where you spend eternity depends upon which one you turn to when it comes to behavior, to dialogue, to the opinions of men, with you having the final say, or to discussion, to what the Father says, with the Father having the final say. God honors authority so much he lets you either submit your authority to him, with him having the final say, discussion, doing his will, or keep it, with you having the final say, dialogue, doing your will instead, dying in your sins, with God then having the final say. All teachers are certified in schools accredited today based upon their use of Bloom's taxonomies, Marxism as their curriculum, political system in the classroom. The so-called taxonomies based reasoning upon Genesis 3 verses 1 to 6, using dialogue to liberate the students from parental authority. Rejecting the Heavenly Father's authority, Marxists perceive the earthly father as the source for belief in the Heavenly Father's authority. Thus, their agenda is to remove the earthly father's authority from the face of the earth, from the classroom, from the home, from the workplace, from government. When you replace Hebrews 12 verses 5 to 11, discussion, where the father has the final say, chastening you, holding you accountable when you do wrong, disobey, sin, with Genesis 3 verses 1 to 6, where you justifying yourself, you're lusting after the carnal pleasures of the moment that the world is stimulating. Reject the Father's authority, accountability for your carnal thoughts and carnal actions. You accomplish the deed. Colossians 3 verse 9. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. The lie being, you're disregarding the Father's authority, discussion, when it comes to behavior so you can do what you want, dialogue, without being held accountable. Romans 14 verse 12. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Jeremiah 10 verse 23. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Dialectic reasoning, using dialogue in defining and establishing behavior makes righteousness. Doing the Father's will subject to sensuousness, to what you want to do. Making yourself righteous in your own eyes, negating the guilty conscience for doing wrong, disobeying, sinning since there is no Father's authority in dialogue. It is the guilty conscience for disobeying the Father that takes the Father's authority into the world. The only purpose for therapy, that is dialectic reasoning, is to liberate the child from the Father's authority so he can think for himself, justifying his doing what he wants instead of having to do what he has been told, so he, along with the therapist, can sin with impunity. Carl Rogers, prior to therapy, the person is prone to ask himself, "What would my parents want me to do?" During the process of therapy, the individual comes to ask himself, "What does it mean to me? Experience is, for me, the highest authority. Neither the Bible nor the prophets, neither the revelations of God can take precedence over my own direct experience." Carl Rogers, On Becoming a Person, A Therapist View of Psychotherapy, Hebrews 12 verses 5 to 11, "For whom the Lord loveth he chasteneth, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. If ye be without chastisement, then are ye bastards." John 5 verse 30, Jesus said, "I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me." Matthew 12 verse 50, "For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother." Matthew 7 verses 21 and 23, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Bohm and Pete in Science, Order and Creativity, in an Ordinary Discussion. People usually hold relatively fixed positions and argue in favor of their views as they try to convince others to change. A dialogue is essentially a conversation between equals. The spirit of dialogue is, in short, the ability to hold many points of view in suspension, along with a primary interest in the creation of common meaning. In dialogue, when it comes to behavior, you have to suspend Christ on the cross in order to initiate and sustain relationship with others, rejecting in all thy ways acknowledge him. In discussion, God is God, having the final say. In discussion, the Father authors established commands, rules, facts, and truth, holding those under his authority accountable for their behavior, chastening them for disobeying, casting them out for rejecting his authority. In dialogue, you are God, having the final say. In dialogue, there is no Father's authority, therefore no accountability for doing wrong, disobeying, sinning. When dialogue is made the language of communication, when it comes to behavior, the Father's authority is negated in the person's thoughts. Therefore, he can do wrong, disobey, sin without accountability, without being judged, condemned, or cast out. Therefore, he can do wrong, disobey, sin without having a guilty conscience. 1 John 2 verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Since there is no Father's authority and therefore no need for a Savior in dialogue, all the world is going to dialogue when it comes to behavior so it can do wrong, disobey, sin, that is so it can lust with impunity. 1 John 2 verse 22, He is Antichrist, that beneath the Father and the Son. Dialogue, dialectic reasoning. When it comes to behavior is the spirit of Antichrist. It is the language of today, everywhere you turn, in education, in the workplace, in government, even in the church. The Father, through chastening, protects you from your lusts, since it is through your lusts those of and for the world take ownership of you, using you to satisfy their lusts, casting you aside when you no longer bring them pleasure, serve their purpose, or get in their way, doing to you what you did to the Father for getting in your way. 2 Peter 2 verse 3, And through covetousness, through your lusting after pleasure, shall they with feigned words, justifying your lusts, make merchandise of you, turn you into human resource. The formula for contemporary education is Marxism, socialism, globalism, is Bloom's taxonomies. It is the praxis of Genesis 3 verses 1 to 6, self-justification. You can share how you feel and what you think without being judged, condemned, cast out. Negating Hebrews 12 verses 5 to 11, the Father's authority, having to humble, deny self, one's lusts, in order to do right and not wrong according to established commands, rules, facts, and truth. Negating Romans 7 verses 14 to 25, the guilty conscience for doing wrong, for disobeying, for sinning in the process so man can sin without being judged, condemned, and cast out, removing anyone who gets in the way of his lusts, including the unborn, the elderly, the innocent, and the righteous without having a guilty conscience, with the people's affirmation. This is the praxis of contemporary education, Marxism, and psychology, socialism, globalism. It is why children do whatever they want without restraint, thinking they own whatever they see, speaking of those in government.